I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
The billionaires don't want you to vote this year. We'll send you a message that's loud and clear that the votes can't be counted in your community.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. One of my favorite Paul Weyrich quotes there. We don't want all those people voting. No, no. We only want us voting. Keep those people away from the polls. And the question becomes, when you look at last night's Our Revolution conversation, voting was one of the top things that Sanders talked about. How do we increase the number of folks and the number of folks getting access to the ballot and people participating in the vote? And there's some ideas. Internet voting keeps being popped around as an idea. We can send out an email and everyone can vote. And the question becomes, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Well, here to answer that, some of that question, I've asked Katrina Fitzgerald to come talk with us. She's the state policy coordinator for the Electronic Privacy Information Center. They've got a new report out that they've co-authored, The Secret Ballot at Risk, Recommendations for Protecting Democracy. Katrina, thanks for taking time for us.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, Rick.
So everybody, I think most sane, rational people want more access to the ballot, want more people participating. The question then becomes, how do we get that? Is the internet the way to go?
Sure. So not yet. There are still a lot of issues to be worked out with internet voting before it is secure enough to be used on a large scale basis.
Will it ever be secure enough? I mean, I look at the hacks at the DNC. I look at the hacks of Clinton's emails. I look at all of the things going on. Will we ever get to a point where internet is completely safe?
Well, it's hard to say. Very smart people working on it, but it is a very complicated issue. And one of the reasons it's so complicated, and we're seeing this in the internet voting that's being made available to overseas and military voters, is it's very hard to separate the voter's identity and their ballot when you vote over the internet. And that brings up concerns about our right to a secret ballot and our ability to vote as we choose in a secret manner.
So then my fingerprint, my ID, the whatever the IP address is attached to that vote, and someone could track that, right?
Right. And we have to, at some point, the name and a vote have to be linked. Like when you go into a physical polling place, you give your name and then you go fill out your ballot, because they need to check you off the rolls to make sure you don't vote more than once. So with internet voting, an email will come through to a county elections office, and they can see the name on that email so that they can check it off the voter rolls and the ballot that's associated with that email.
Now, as I understand,
and then not only can that one elections official see that, but once that information is stored electronically, it is vulnerable to hackers as well, and that brings up concerns of folks' votes being published.
Right. So if your concern is secrecy, the internet should be the last place that you do anything, because everything has a digital footprint. I mean, we can track every movement of things, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why this is a big concern, and we felt that a lot of reports had looked at the security issues of internet voting, but no one had really talked about the impact on the secret ballot. And the secret ballot is the core of our modern democracy. It allows us to vote as we choose. You know, you think about an employee, if we had internet voting for everyone, an employee who might use their work email address to send in their ballot, but their CEO has differing political views. They could be scared to vote as they choose, risking their job. You think about the troops, whose politics may not align with those of their commanding officers, what risk they're going to feel they can take by voting how they wish.
Right. So in looking at this first layout of internet voting, then, in using the troops, are we concerned about that dynamic that you've pointed out right there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we found that currently 32 states and D.C. are allowing some voters, mostly military and overseas voters, to vote via internet. So that's either email, fax, or some sort of internet portal. So 32 states in D.C. are allowing that, and 28 of those states are requiring those voters to explicitly sign a waiver of their right to a secret ballot.
Wow.
So, so state constitutions nationwide have this right to a secret ballot enshrined in them, and then they are making some voters sign a waiver of that right. And it's particularly egregious, I think, that it's mostly military members that were requiring to waive this right to a secret ballot.
Well, I mean, that's where you start with. I mean, you start with a small section and you work your way out there from there. But, you know, how different is this from an absentee ballot then? Because, you know, if you file absentee, there's a paper trail that someone else is dealing with. How's that different in your view?
Sure. So, you know, obviously some electoral systems we have to compromise, and absentee ballot system, I would say, has as much secrecy built into it as it can. And, you know, the possible violations of privacy you're talking about there is one election worker seeing how you voted,
right,
if they look at the envelope and the ballot that's inside it. But with internet voting, someone could hack into the county election server and publish all those votes. And that really impacts, you know, starts to impact people's psyches. And, you know, some folks may feel threatened that they can't vote how they choose if they're afraid about their job, or they're afraid, you know, that their commanding officer might see their vote. That has an effect on people.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely with you. At the end of the day, I'm not in favor at all on any level of internet voting whatsoever. I'm not even a big fan of the electronic voting. Going using electronic machines, give me a magic marker and a piece of paper.
Right.
Just because if you can't get to the poll on and get out to vote, I don't know that an email is gonna get you to do it. And I'm really, I try not to be a Luddite, Katrina, but at the end of the day, all of this digital stuff and how easy it is to get massive numbers and it appears to me how easy it would be to hack these systems. I'm just not comfortable handing that over.
Yeah, absolutely. We agree. And we recognize that it might be difficult for some military members if they're in a hostile zone. You know, it's difficult to get postal mail in and out, but there is a system already set up for voters to protect their privacy and not use these internet methods. Federal law requires the states to allow 45 days before an election. Overseas and military voters can request an electronic copy of a blank ballot to be sent to them. So they can, over email, receive their blank ballot. They can print that out, fill it in, and mail it back via expedited mail. It's trackable. They can track it all the way back to their local elections officials. And that 45-day window really allows enough time for those ballots to get back in time for election day.
Right.
And the systems already exist for this. We don't need internet voting right now while it's insecure.
You've said that a couple of times. I'm dead set against it. I'm curious where you are on the internet voting idea. Are you open to the idea in the future?
I think it would be very complicated. I don't like to close my mind to anything. A lot has changed in my lifetime.
No, I'm with you.
I don't think it would be a good use of the internet, but I don't like to close my mind to anything completely.
No, I'm with you. I'm of the same mindset, but at the end of the day, there are really smart people who crack into the FBI, to major banks,
yeah,
to you name it. It just seems to me, yeah, that if you create something that's impenetrable, there's going to be someone who that's going to be their career goal. And we got a lot,
yeah,
of smart people who do this stuff, who built them only to figure out how to crack them.
Yeah. Well, and very importantly, in terms of elections, a very important stopgap point of transparency for elections is that there is a paper record of everyone's vote. And that's why you're seeing states move back to paper ballots. Maryland recently moved back to paper ballots, because if there isn't a physical record of each vote, there is no way to audit the elections. And we then just have to trust that these machines counted the votes correctly.
And I don't.
You know.
And seriously, I don't. I mean, at the end of the day, if we delegitimize the ballot box, this whole experience, this whole American experiment, just crumbles on its face.
Right, because the peaceful transition of power is a very important aspect of our democracy. And in order to do that, candidates have to trust our elections, and citizens have to trust our elections.
Absolutely.
And the world needs to trust our elections.
And I'm frustrated when I hear both sides, going, well, this is an illegitimate race and all of that stuff. At the end of the day, if we don't trust the votes coming out of that box, we got some serious problems.
Yeah, and I will say election officials work very, very hard to make sure that citizens and candidates can trust our elections. And, you know, this report is kind of a warning sign to say, okay, you're allowing internet voting for this small subset of voters, but look at how it's running. You're having to require them to sign a waiver of their right to a secret ballot. Can you envision that same warning on the wall of a polling place? I mean, people would be up in arms. So clearly, if the states are acknowledging that they can't keep these ballots secret, internet voting is not the way to go.
I hope they would be up in arms, Katrina. I mean, you know, here in Pennsylvania, there were people slapping up signs everywhere saying you needed to have an ID to vote, even though the law was not that. And I didn't see the kind of outrage I would like to see. The thing that scares me is that we seem to, there are many conformist type personalities who just go, oh, okay, you want to have someone come stand with me while I vote? Oh, okay. That's my problem.
Right. You know, it's funny. You know, while we were writing this report, we were thinking, well, will millennials worry about the right to a secret ballot? You know, if folks are Instagramming their ballots, are they still concerned about it? But it protects individuals from harassment. Before the secret ballot was put in place in the 1800s, you know, coercion was really commonplace. Even violence on election day was commonplace because you could buy votes. And yep. You could make a voter prove that they voted because there was no right to a secret ballot. So folks could, you know, everyone printed out their own ballots back in the day. You could make sure someone was bringing the correctly printed ballot into the polling place.
No, I mean, there are tons of stories out there.
There's stories out there about, employer-employee political coercion. Certainly something to be worried about. We don't want employees afraid that their employer is going to find out how they voted.
And the important thing is learning from our history, you know, and not repeating the same bad mistakes. And I see this as an opportunity. So what are you hoping comes out of this last line of questioning I've got for you? What do you hope comes out of this report that you've got the secret ballot at risk? What's the hope out of it?
Sure. So we were trying to make military and overseas voters aware that alternatives already exist. You know, the good news is legislation doesn't have to be passed for them to protect their privacy this fall. They can request their electronic copy of their blank ballot 45 days before Election Day, print it out, mail it back via expedited postal mail, and avoid internet voting completely. So we wanted to make sure they knew those alternatives existed, and we wanted to bring to the attention of state and federal officials that this is an issue. You are recognizing that you are can't keep these ballots secret, so therefore we should not continue on this internet voting experiment.
There you go. If you want to take a look at the report, we've got a link on how you can read the secret ballot report. Just click on Katrina Fitzgerald's name. It'll take you right there. Katrina, I appreciate you taking a little time for us. Great talking with you.
Thank you. Great talking with you as well, Rick. Thanks.
All righty. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
Where family values are more than slogans. The Rick Smith Show.